January the 24th, 2023. Guys, things are not getting much better in Ukraine. This article from War News 247 has come out today. It says the planet is on the precipice of a third world war. We've been talking about that. After the U.S. and Germany, Britain agree to send hundreds of Leopard 2 tanks, M1A2 Abrams, and the Challenger 2 to Ukraine. That was a big holdup. Germany and the U.S. would not agree before now to send the heaviest tanks they have. Why was that? We're going to talk about it. They're saying this is because there's no time to train the Ukrainians. The crews of the tanks will be NATO, while the transfer of F-16 fighters and attack helicopters to Ukraine is expected to follow. It has already been decided to transfer Patriot and SAMPTs to Ukraine, which will be connected to the rest of the Western-made anti-aircraft systems, such as the IRIS-T, etc. Says in more detail, making a 180-degree turn, the U.S. has decided to lift its objections to sending the U.S. M1 Abrams tanks to Ukraine, and an announcement on this issue may even be made within the week, coming from the Wall Street Journal. Now, the Abrams, they run on jet fuel. I think they can run on diesel, but you don't have a lot of that there. You have no spare parts. Something else is going on. There's a couple of things. One, I think that most of the nations are depleting their stockpiles so they can hand over their system to the one world leader. Another reason that all of a sudden we're having this 180-degree turn about the Abrams coming out of the U.S. is now Brandon and his son have been super exposed inside of Ukraine on what just happened today. Now, this possibly ties in with what we've been seeing about all of the documents being exposed, top secret documents, classified information coming out of the Biden administration. And is it going to point to what's going on here in Ukraine? We'll see. It says Ukraine rocked by corruption scandal. Wave of top officials resign. Sports cars, mansions, and luxury vacations as people suffered. Think about it, guys, and I'll show you some pictures. As all of our tax money was going overseas, not only were weapons being sold on the black market and being sent back to the Democrats here, but a dozen or more officials now, while all of this was going on, while their soldiers were being massacred, while other people suffered, their civilians, they were, again, buying brand new sports cars, very expensive stuff, mansions, luxury, and luxury vacations. Now, who set up Ukraine? That's right, FJB. The Ukrainian government on Tuesday confirmed the resignation of multiple high-ranking officials amid large-scale corruption allegations in what's being called the biggest mass resignation and graft scandal since the Russian invasion began. Some dozen officials have quit their post after a huge political shakeup over allegations and probes into cases ranging from bribery to mismanagement of aid funds for purchasing food, to embezzlement, to driving expensive cars while common people suffered under wartime conditions. The Democrats had their playground set up there, and how did they do that with this group of people that we're seeing being forced into resignation? It's all coming forward. In other words, it was set up. Biden said he was in charge of this government basically years ago. Now, a top presidential advisor and four deputy ministers among these two defense officials, along with five regional governors, were forced out of their post. Why was Zelensky not forced out yet? You know he's the main puppet of FJB. And among the regional governors to step down included officials overseeing regions which have seen intense fighting, including Zaporizhia and Kherson regions, where Russian forces have lately reported gains. They haven't reported gains, guys. Before I finish this, you'll see that Russia is now setting up military states in Kherson. Now look at this picture of three idiots. That's all I can say. He's over here begging for money. Look at how these two demons behind him are grinning. This was last month, and or maybe earlier this month. I can't remember the date, but because they know that money that they're ripping us off is coming back to them. And the money that that's just part of what they're going to make. Sending all the weapons, what does that do? It increases the value of the stock in the military-industrial complex, which these people own. Now, it names the people here, but the positions to me are more important. The deputy prosecutor general. Remember what happened to the last one that went against FJB? The deputy minister of development of communities and territories. Yeah, the development went really well, didn't it? All the way from here back to Haiti. Same group. Deputy minister for development of communities and territories. Another one. Deputy Minister for Social Policy. Yeah, they wiped out the German, Russian languages, the churches, everything. And you've got five governors here, including the governor of Kiev, Zaporizhia, Sumy, and Kherson. Zaporizhia guys and Kherson, again, now are being classified as Russian military states. They're sending in their people. There will not be a peace treaty, like some have said. Russia's going to take it. He's tired of NATO, guys. They're saying now they will never again trust NATO or the U.S. Can you blame them? And here's a big one. It says, separately, the defense minister had earlier announced the resignation of Deputy Minister Shapovalov, who was in charge of the Army's logistical support. Think about this. On the heels of accusations it was signing food contracts at inflated prices. They were grifting off of everything that came in there. We were sending money in. They were keeping it. They were supposedly buying food for the troops. They were making money off of that, hyperinflating the price to the military. It says, crucially, he would have had no small part in overseeing the billions of dollars flowing from the pockets of the U.S. and European taxpayers as authorized defense aid. Where is this money going, guys? Who are the chief grifters on the planet? Do you know where they're at? Where's one of them? He purchased military rations at inflated prices in what appears a scheme to line the pockets of contractors and potentially involving kickbacks to himself. And that's why I'm saying Z-Man, Brandon Man, all of these people, Nancy, these demons, they all profited off the taxes of our great-grandchildren. This is when the guys are kicked out. Got deputy head of the president's office, Kirill Tymoshenko. It comes down, it says, blower photos of the new voice of Ukraine. This is him in one of his new cars. While the soldiers could not get ammunition, could not get the right food, could not get backup support, this is what they're doing. This is what demons do, even to their own people. We see it right here. You're seeing it there. Is this why Biden's being pushed out and why Z-Man is next? And guys, just coming in again, notice your timestamp at the bottom. German media, the Army's warehouses are emptying from the upper two. 100 tanks are needed in the first phase. Greece is also in the crosshairs. They're putting pressure on all of the smaller NATO countries, to join the big three or four. That way, just like in the Book of Enoch, all the fallen angels are guilty of conspiracy together. We all did it. Can't blame one of us. Guys, and here on warnews247.gr, there's other articles. I'm going to link to the main page, but as you see on the left, Germany unloads also the Patriots in Poland. German air defense systems deployment begins. To the right, Italy, 6th military aid package ready for Ukraine includes the SAMPT anti-aircraft systems. The entire world is rushing into war right now. It says demilitarization of Estonia as well. It gives Ukraine all of the FH-70 guns it has. British Sea King helicopters are delivered to Ukraine. Operations begin. Now let's switch over to RT or Russian Times for a moment. It says, and it's a picture of Zelensky in his last speech. He said, arming Ukraine is a big business opportunity, he says. He's telling the truth, probably the only thing he said truthfully since he's been in office. And that's basically what it boils down to, except now the Bidens are being caught. Mike Pence today, guys, he got caught with classified documents in his home. Mr. Benedict Arnold himself. Now, the West and NATO are making a deadly mistake fooling with this man right here. This is the new leader of the Russian military. Gerasimov, he reforms in the Russian army in response to NATO expansion. Conscription is changing. He's added new Russian units. Part of what he's saying today is such threats include NATO's ambitions to expand into Finland and Sweden, as well as the use of Ukraine as a tool to wage a hybrid war against our country. This was Gerasimov, the commander of the Russian army. Now, the deal with Finland and Sweden, they were trying to get into NATO. But what happened, and I don't know who put this red or false flag up, but a guy in Sweden today burned a copy of the Quran, and Turkey backed out of the deal. They're Islam. So Turkey said, no, if you're going to do this, if you're going to be hostile towards Islam, we're not going to welcome you into NATO. And it takes all the countries in a vote to pull a new country in. So this guy was, you can look it up, in Sweden there. This fellow burns a Quran. Now, either it was the public in Sweden or someone there that did not want to become involved in this war, or either Russia put this guy in there to burn the Quran in front of the news so that they also could not join NATO, and because Turkey would not vote for it. We don't know really what happened, but it shut down Finland and Sweden being able to get into NATO. Will they come in anyway? More than likely. Finland and Sweden applied to join NATO last year after the Russian invasion of Ukraine. According to Moscow's new military plan, an army corps will be added to Karelia in the north of Russia, which borders Finland. There you go, Finland. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. The reforms also provide for two additional military districts, Moscow and Leningrad, which existed before they were merged in 2010 to form a part of the military, part of the Western military district. In Ukraine, Russia will add three motorized rifle divisions as part of a combined arms formation in Kherson and Zaporizhia provinces, which Moscow unilaterally annexed in September. The main goal of this work is to ensure the guaranteed protection of the sovereignty and territorial integrity of our country, Gerasimov said. He's talking about Russia. He also underlined the need for a massive rebuilding of the armed forces, saying that modern Russia has never experienced such intensity of military hostilities. Remember the last video, 300,000 new troops? It says they're forcing it to carry out offensive operations to stabilize the situation. Our country and its armed forces are acting today against the entire collective West. And he's telling the truth. And so here we are now. The West is going to commit planetary suicide because they're demonic. They've been caught in every type of graft and ripoff known to man. That's the way that Satan has always operated. Lies, the father of lies. And this man right here is not playing with them. All I can say is be prepared for whatever happens and hope that Russia understands that America is like most of the other nations on this planet. It's the corrupt leadership, not the people, that are pushing this. So remember that as you have to take out a few strategic positions. Remember where the demons hide. It's a heads up, guys. Be safe.